Hello, this is Joe McGee. Welcome to our podcast. Make sure that you subscribe and please share the podcast with your friends. That is the number one way you can help us reaching people with God's love and healing. We love you guys. Hope you enjoy the podcast.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Wednesday's Words of Wisdom. Welcome to Wednesday's Words of Wisdom with Joe McGee, where we take one word and we try to find, seven or eight scriptures and expound on it. What was God trying to say with this word? Because different times, different places, words had a different meaning. Who's talking? Who's he talking to? Who's listening? Who's speaking? What are they talking about? You know, they taught us when we first got our theology degree, you got to find out who's doing the talking, who they're talking to, what are they talking about? Because it can change the way that word comes out. So today, the word we're looking at is the word laugh, L-A-U-G-H, laugh. Laughter is a good thing. Laughter is like medicine. So we're going to learn something about laughing today. Ecclesiastes chapter 3 and verse 1. Now, almost all these scriptures I'm giving are from the New Living Translation. I tell people all the time, I still study the King James. I just don't speak King James. So Ecclesiastes chapter 3 and verse 1. For everything there is a season, a time for everything under heaven, a time for every activity under heaven. For everything there's a season. There's a time to laugh, time to cry. So Ecclesiastes chapter 3 and verse 4 says, there is a time to cry, a time to laugh, a time to grieve, a time to dance. You got to be sensitive to what's going on and who's involved. There's a time to laugh. There's a time not to laugh. So laughter is good. It does good like a medicine. But sometimes it's not the time to laugh right then. I like that. Genesis 17, verse 17. Then Abraham bowed down to the ground, but he laughed to himself in disbelief. God just told the 100-year-old man he's going to have a family. He couldn't have kids when he could have kids. He's too old to have them now. So God just told him he's going to have a family. It's going to be like the stars of heaven and the sands of the sea. So Abraham bowed down to the ground, but he laughed to himself in disbelief. How can I become a father at the age of 100? He thought. How can Sarah have a baby when she's 90 years old? How can this happen? Well, he did believe, and it did come to pass. Genesis 21, verse 6. And Sarah declared, God has brought me laughter. Wow, I had a baby. I thought I was too old to have a baby. God has brought me laughter. And all hear about this will laugh with me. Oh, my goodness, did that old lady have a baby? Did the old lady get pregnant? Did she have a child? They'll laugh with me. Not at me, but they'll laugh with me. Oh, that's good. 1 Chronicles chapter 15, verse 29. 1 Chronicles 15:29. But as the ark of the Lord's covenant entered the city of David, Michal, the daughter of Saul, looked down from her window when she saw King David, her husband, skipping about and laughing with joy. She was filled with contempt for him. Who says this is David's wife? So David's got nothing but a wrap around himself. He's taking his coat off. He's bringing the Ark of the Covenant. The Ark of the Covenant had been stole. David wanted to go get it back, bring God back into town. So he's leading the Ark of the Covenant, and he's twirling, he's dancing, he's flipping. And the Bible says David is skipping and laughing with joy. King David, the great warrior, is skipping and laughing with joy. What's when he's skipping? He's laughing with great joy. But his wife was filled with contempt for him. My husband's acting like a fool. He's acting like an idiot. He's supposed to be refined. No, it's good to laugh. Merry heart does good like a medicine. It's good to laugh. God laughs, by the way, in case you don't know that. So, Psalm 2, verse 1 through 4. Why are the nations so angry? Why do they waste their time with futile plans? The kings of the earth prepare for battle. The rulers plot together against the Lord and against his anointed one. They say, let us break their chains, they cry. Let us free ourselves from slavery to God. But the one who rules in heaven laughs. The Lord scoffs at them. Because we don't want God as ahead of us. God said, you don't have any option. Now, you can choose to go the other way. I used to tell people, hell wasn't made for humans. Hell was made for the fallen angels. But you can go to hell if you want to. God will let you, but it wasn't made for you. Heaven was made for you. Oh, that's so good. Psalm 35, verse 24. Declare me not guilty, O Lord my God, for you give justice. Don't let my enemies laugh about me and my troubles. Don't let my enemies laugh at me, what I'm going through. Redeem me, deliver me, bring me out on top. Let them know there's a God in heaven and I trust him. Oh, that's so good. Psalm 37, verse 12 through 13. Psalm 37, verse 12 through 13. The wicked plot against the godly. They snarl at them in defiance. But the Lord just laughs, for he sees their day of judgment coming. I don't think if you got an enemy, God says, no, they don't change, judgment's coming. And I will laugh at them. I love you. I'm going to cover you. You're going to be taken care of. I like this. This is a great one. Psalm 52, verse 6 through 7. Psalm 52, verse 6 through 7. The righteous will see it and be amazed. They will laugh and say, look what happens to the mighty warriors who do not trust in God. They trusted their wealth. Instead, they grow more and more bold in their wickedness. They think their money and their boldness is going to get them out of this mess. But no, look what happens to warriors who do not trust in God. You need to trust God every day. I always tell my kids, best thing you'll ever learn to do is fear God. I pray it every day. I pray it every morning I get up. I'll pray it tonight before I go to sleep. Father, I give you permission. Teach my family to fear you. The fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. With that wisdom comes long life, riches, and honor. Proverbs 3:16. That's a real good scripture. Psalm 59, verse 8. Psalm 59. But Lord, you laugh at them. You scoff at all the hostile nations, the people that are plotting against his people. God said, God, we got a problem. No, I'm laughing at them. They're not a problem. You're more than a conqueror. I'll laugh at them. Psalm 73, verse 20. Psalm 73, verse 20. When you arise, O Lord, you will laugh at their silly ideas as a person laughs at dreams in the morning. You think your enemy, they're plotting, well, they're going to defeat us. No, they're not. God himself laughs at their silly ideas. When they're plotting against me. No, God's laughing at their ideas. It's not going to happen. You've been redeemed. You've been delivered. God laughs at their ideas. Oh, my goodness. Luke 6:21. God blesses you who are hungry now, for you will be satisfied. God blesses you who weep now, for in due time you will laugh. In due time you will laugh. The virtuous woman, Proverbs 31:25. Proverbs 31:25. The virtuous woman, we all read about her. She's clothed with strength and dignity. She laughs without fear of the future. She's clothed with strength. She's clothed with dignity. And she laughs without fear of the future. You worried about the future? No. I serve a mighty God. You worried about tomorrow? No. You worried about the economy? No. You worried about your kids? No. I serve a mighty God who redeems and delivers, orders steps, directs paths. I serve a mighty God who has so many angels you can't count them. They camp around about me everywhere I go. They redeem me. They deliver me. I'm a blessed individual. Luke 14, verse 28 and 29. But don't begin to build a building unless you count the cost. For who would begin construction of a building without first calculating the cost to see if there's enough money to finish it? Otherwise, you might complete only the foundation before running out of money, and then everyone will laugh at you. I don't want people laughing at us, making fun of us. So you need to think, God, I thank you. You're going to talk to me when I go to sleep, when I wake up, and I walk during the day. You'll never leave me nor forsake me. You're going to show me what to do and how to do it, and they'll be honoring. Then the last scripture is Acts 17, verse 32. Acts 17, verse 32. When they heard the Apostle Paul speak about the resurrection of the dead, some laughed in contempt. Well, that's the dumbest thing I ever heard of, dead people getting up. They mocked him, the Apostle Paul. They made fun of him. They laughed him in contempt. But others said, you know, we want to hear about more. We want to hear more about this later. Can you come back and tell us more about this, this raised from the dead stuff? That sounds fascinating. Of course, he did. Of course, they built a great church, came in the book of Acts. So it's good to laugh. There's a time to laugh, time to cry. There's a time to laugh. So laughter is good. Again, a merry heart does good like a medicine. God wants his people to laugh. Enjoy life. Make the most out of it. Enjoy every day. The sun comes up every day. This is the day that God has made. I'm going to rejoice and be glad in it. Let's enjoy the journey, people. God bless. Thanks for listening.
Be sure to join us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear more of what God can do in your life. It's got a great future for you and your family. We're here to help you get there. Please make sure you visit Joe McGee Ministries on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. There you find all of our Friday funny videos and other encouraging resources for you and your family. While you're at it, be sure to visit joemcgee.com. We have all sorts of materials, books, DVDs, you name it, all there to help you, your marriage, and your family succeed.